Monday, we talked to Dave Johnson, Mark Elgini in for Danny. Dave's in for himself. Good job. Way to show up. Way to get it done. How you doing, man?
At my age, you're always checking to see if I'm really going to be here on Monday. Yeah. Aren't you?
Hey, Dave, are you here? Yes, I'm here. Yes, I am. Taiwan, we had Speaker Pelosi visit a couple of weeks ago. Now, this weekend, there was another congressional delegation visiting.
Yeah, there was.
And you had sent me a note the other day that that really caused an uptick in cybersecurity activity. What's going on?
Yeah, a friend of mine was actually asking about the Taiwan thing and what does it all mean. So Taiwan considers themselves to be an independent democratic country.
Right.
China considers them to be part of China.
Right.
And that's been going on forever. So when Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan, it was a little bit, you know, spitting in the eye of China. And
sure.
So China, being China, decided to just make its presence known and launch some cyber attacks. Honestly, nothing terrible, but they took over some websites and stuff, government websites. So the president of Taiwan, the foreign and defense ministries. And then some people don't know this, but 7-Eleven is a big deal in Taiwan. It's the biggest.
Suddenly, I became wildly more interested in
this. Let's push the political stuff aside.
That. 7-Eleven is a big deal.
It's a big deal in Taiwan. Biggest convenience store chain. So, what?
I have a very soft spot in my life for 7-Eleven. I love 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I like 7-Eleven.
I'm kind of bummed that we no longer have any here that I'm aware of. If we have one, I don't know where it is.
Yeah,
we used to have one on Big Hollow Road.
I remember that.
Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
China took over their, you know, they got the big TV display behind the counter in these 7-Elevens, you know, with advertisements and stuff. And so China decided to just take that over and put up on their warmonger Pelosi, get out of Taiwan. So if you walked into Taiwan.
I'm at the 7-Eleven in Taiwan, in downtown Taiwan.
Yep.
And I want to get a dog that's
Yes.
on the thing.
Yes.
And an icy. I want a
Slurpee.
No, 7-Eleven
is the Slurpee.
They are the inventor of the icy. Now they changed it to the Slurpee. Come on, stay with the 7-Eleven history, Mark. It's where I first was introduced as a chubby little white boy in Selma, Alabama, to the icy.
Okay.
But then they went Slurpee and ruined it. But you're getting a Slurpee. You're right now. It would be a Slurpee and a dog.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at Nancy Pelosi on the screen. That is fairly hilarious.
Yeah, they did the same thing with some monitors, like in railway stations. So what I'm saying is, you know, they didn't shut down the banking system or take down the power grid.
Propaganda.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a, hey, guess what? We own you. We can do whatever we want whenever
we
want.
Right.
Where did the TVs get made? China. Where's your TV made, by the way?
South Pekin.
No, I think your TV was made in China.
No,
probably.
Mine's made out of South Pekin corn and soybeans.
The software that runs the smart TV that
all
was made in China. Where do you suppose?
Could they take over our TVs anytime?
Sure. So there'll probably be a thing up when I go home that says, "Hey Dave, you and Greg Batten." We'll be stuck watching the Golden Girls or something from now on.
Wow. I never thought about that.
But anyway, just to make the point here, there's a lot of similarities between this and Russia and Ukraine, right? Russia started by launching some cyber stuff and then a show of military force, which China did launch missiles around Taiwan just to back up what they were saying. The difference, though, I keep telling you guys, China's the one to watch out for because they manufacture almost all of our technology. And so there's backdoors, there's all kinds of stuff. The danger in the world of the internet is very much more so on the side of China than anywhere else.
Way to give us something else to worry about this week, bro.
Especially because now there's like smart kitchens, refrigerator, your
guess
blender.
Where is all that stuff made?
It's all made in
China. Just go home and look at all your technology.
Should I go home and unplug everything?
Yeah,
that probably wouldn't even work. They probably know how to get around that.
Guess who makes a lot of the parts in our electrical transformers and stuff
get out
on
of
the
here,
power
line?
Yeah.
You're not coming back.
Yeah.
Come back with something happy.
I heard you and Mark talking about Woodstock 2 and how it all went to heck when just some basic things started missing.
Yeah.
Guess what happens if you don't have electricity?
Yeah. No, Danny's been worried, been preaching that whole grid thing to me for the 17 years that we've been doing
this
show.
Yeah, the government, our government says 90% of the people would be dead in 1 year. And it's because, you know, you say, well, I got ice chests. Well, how do you make ice? And so what happens is when we have a disaster now, we just go somewhere else where there's not a disaster.
Right, right.
But when you don't have the ability to do that.
All right. Next week, I want you to come back and tell us that we're going to be okay.
Oh, look,
he's hesitating. You have to come back next week and say it's going to be okay.
I'm going to be okay.
Bye, Dave.